楽しいドライブにも、そしてうっとりするような恋人たちの時間にも。それではどうぞ皆さん、最後までごゆっくり。
So, Sorry. Do you think that's my problem?
I don't think it's a problem. I think it's a gift.
Is that what you like about me?
I like your cock, mostly. That's why I'm your friend.
It's just back to old school with you and I here. We have to call Big Fatty in a second because I don't know if our listeners know, we've been nominated for something, the equivalent of a Schmemmy or a bag of Tidy Cat, something called a podcast award.
No, but you know what? We actually have just this glimmer of a hope of doing it this year because you can only vote once.
Oh.
So...
Have your friends.
We never asked you before to vote. This is the year we're going to ask you to
just
vote.
Just type in podcast awards into Google. I think it's podcast awards.
I'll put a link too on the.
You won't vote, and the Feast of Stools will win.
It's not just ruined. It's me. Big Fatty, online!
I like your cock, mostly.
We have to call Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Pat... Big Fatty, it is the password. No, the fat one. And this is episode 3021. Well, the BFO for Thursday, the 29th of August, 2019. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're gonna try to catch up on some voice letters. Yes, McCurdy!
The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Hello, preparers. Big Fatty, are we pre-recorded? Well, portions of today's little show were pre-recorded for presentation at this time. Y'all, I'm pre-recording part of this. Y'all, so I don't have to, just have to worry about doing little shows while I'm over in Atlanta. Big Fatty, I thought you were just gonna put that behind you over there. Well, I thought about it, but you know, y'all, it's in my yes, Big Fatty, a medicated salve will take care of it. Well, anyway, so y'all, the voice letter portion of today's little show is pre-recorded, but y'all, Big Fatty coughing up a furball? Well, I guess. But y'all, portions, I'm recording over in Atlanta. Yes, Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I guess y'all, today, the 29th of August, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Actually, we have two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, now, first of all, I've met both of these individuals. Y'all, the first one, I met at the G'day's, and y'all, he was there with the turnip head. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then I've seen him several times in the Chicago's not the Chicago's, Big Fatty, in the Toronto's. Big Fatty, you're just confused. Well, you know, that's what happens. Y'all, it's short, but oh, Big Fatty, we love short bus. It's true, we do love short bus, and y'all, it's just one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. And y'all, then, the second celebration of exiting the birth canal today, y'all, he's a long time host of a little show. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show, and every time old Larry Vader calls, you hear him as well when he says
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Y'all, it is none other than that P, and he brings the N to P&S. Explosion. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's Noah. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Noah. And y'all, I met Noah at my meet and greet that I had in the Chicago's years and years ago. And y'all, in fact, every year on St. Patty's Day, there's a picture of Noah trying to get out from underneath Big Fatty's kilt. Big Fatty. Big Fatty, the fatter you get, you may have to wear a quilt. But y'all, if you see Short Bust or PNS Noah on the 20th, or the Facebase, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, Big Fatty, is this part pre-recorded? Yes, this part is pre-recorded. Okay. And Big Fatty, I hope that Short Bus and PNS Noah both get a big old piece of cake. Y'all, over here in Hatlanta, and y'all got here Sunday afternoon and went down to see the Hat Arena, and y'all, she was in terrible shape on Sunday. Y'all, she was nervous, and she was she's talking about having to kill the snake. Hey, sure it wasn't you? No, it wasn't me. But, couldn't communicate. I mean, she could talk, but I couldn't communicate with her and tell her, you know, what was going on, anything. She just wanted to keep her eyes closed and put her head down and all. So, y'all, it was a terrible downhill turn from the last time I was over here. But, y'all, so far this week, y'all, she's gotten better. She's gotten better. She's, y'all, she sleeps an awful lot. An awful lot. And I guess, you know, Big Fatty, you Whitman Tinker must not visit her. No, I guess not. But anyway, but y'all, she's been rather communicative, communicable. Big Fatty, that means she's spreading disease. No, well, she's talking more, but she's sleeping a whole lot still. So y'all, I don't spend a whole lot of time with her because y'all, she's asleep, and she doesn't. You know, I don't need to stay there while she sleeps. But so far, it's been an okay visit, and. But y'all, I have decided I'm going back to Charleston on Saturday. Yes, Big Fatty.
There we go.
Say what?
Dear Gussie, y'all, I just want to take a moment here. Many of you may already know this, but y'all, on Monday, Miss Bacon, Kathy Bacon, from Aberdeen, South Dakota, y'all, her father passed away. And Boss Hogg, as I called him, because, you know, head of the Bacon family. And he had the cancer, and he had had the treatments and all, but y'all, it finally caught up with him. But y'all, please keep Miss Bacon in your thoughts, just like I will.
it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Paul the Shy Yeti.
Hi.
We didn't think we'd be sending you another message before episode 3000.
Right.
But, well, here lots we of are. Things have happened.
Yes.
Haven't they, Ick?
Yes.
Oh, yes, Paul. Lots of things have happened.
By the way, Robot Big Fatty's here. Say hello to Big Fatty, Robot Big Fatty.
Hi, everyone. I hope you have all right. No, this is just Thursday.
Well, y'all.
Very funny.
Yes.
Robot Big Fatty, why are you carrying a suitcase?
Oh, good point. Yes. Robot Big Fatty, why are you carrying a suitcase?
This is very serious, because, y'all, I got the information on what channels on the Sirius radio.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
Packing suitcases.
Very
just
serious.
Just relaxes him, apparently.
Yes.
Well, I guess the real Big Fatty is often travelling.
Yes.
Whether it be to see the Hatterina
or to go to
the Horror Hotel.
No, that's next week.
I guess it's one of those things that's passed down to the robot.
Yes.
You keep going, Robot Big Fatty. We've got other things to say to the real Big Fatty.
Please do.
Yes, that's right. Oh, dear.
Yeah,
so, yes, Big Fatty, we were listening to the Pride 48 live streaming event.
Uh-huh.
And, well, you were saying that the little show might not end.
No, it's not
if
gonna.
If people donate enough.
Right, they
Pride
did.
48.
They did.
And we were very excited.
Yes. Did you touch yourself?
Excited. Yes. We've been counting all our pocket money.
Yes.
Yes. I've been counting all my pocket money too.
Pocket
and I
money.
I think I've scraped together about £3.50, which is like $3 or something.
Oh, yes. That's so more than enough.
That.
Yes.
I've got twice that much.
Oh.
I'm better at saving my pocket money.
Pocket
money. I know that. You're much more responsible with your pocket money.
Oh, yes, much more.
But anyway.
Pocket money.
But maybe I'd better find a bit more. I'll look down the back of the sofa.
Oh, yes, perfect.
You could do that. And maybe Robot Big Fatty could help.
Oh, let me check the boot of your car.
Oh, he's gone.
Where'd he go?
Well, Robot Big Fatty seems to have vanished.
He's gone to find the peoples.
Anyway, we are excited.
Yes.
I don't know how the total is doing, but...
We passed it.
We've been recording an episode all about the end of the little show. I suppose it can always be an episode about you reaching episode 3000.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Whatever happens next.
Yes.
Well, that's just an extra bonus.
Well, I'll tell you what happened next.
Yes, Paul.
Oh, dear.
What is it? I'm trying to talk to Big Fatty.
Yes. Dropping a coil?
Big Fatty.
Uh-oh.
A message from Robot Big Fatty. I didn't even know he could write messages.
What does it say?
Of course he can, Paul. He's not stupid.
Oh, no.
I know.
Right.
He's like Big Fatty with extra robot powers.
Right.
Let's just listen to this.
Yes.
What?
Let's hear it.
What does the note say?
It says, Dear Shyety, I'm Hick. Thank you very much for letting me stay. But now I'm off to find some gentleman callers.
Oh,
my goodness. But does he know his way around London?
Oh, I mean, it doesn't matter. He'll find his way.
Oh, dear. Goodness knows what might happen. With Robot Big Fatty.
Yes.
In Soho.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, Soho.
Those poor gentlemen callers.
Oh.
Well, let's just say.
Some of those.
He has super robot powers.
Vulgar places.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
I hope he's gentle with them.
I hope he's gentle with them, too.
Oh, no.
Oh,
don't be gentle.
Oh, dear.
Well.
Yes.
Big Fatty, we better go.
Yes.
We may have to save London's gay scene from Robot Big Fatty.
Oh,
but,
I think
it'll
be fine.
I'm sure nothing too shocking will happen.
No.
Anyway, let us know if the little show is continuing.
Yes, it is.
Gosh. Oh, dear.
Big Fatty.
Have you got a track on him?
Have you?
I don't know.
Oh.
I think there is one.
I'll
get my laptop going.
Oh.
We might better see where he's going.
Oh.
All right, we might better see where he's headed.
Oh.
Okay, right, we better go, Big Fatty.
Bye!
Maybe we'll speak to you again.
Yes, that'll
maybe,
be lovely.
Robot Big Fatty will end up as the next Prime Minister of Britain. Who knows?
No, that's that Boris.
I mean, the situation is vacant. So.
Right.
Oh,
I think Boris got it.
Me. Robot Big Fatty is Prime Minister.
Oh.
I mean, we could do worse.
We
probably could do worse.
Yeah, it could be
Granny. That wouldn't be such a bad idea. Okay, bye, Big Fatty.
Bye,
Big Fatty.
Bye, poodle. Dear, where do you think he's gone to?
I think I know.
Look behind the dumpster.
Oh,
the Dancing with the Stars. Oh, yes. Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yes. But over there, that's called Strictly Ballroom. Well, y'all, that was Paul the Shy Yeti. Big Fatty, that's an old one. Well, I'm finally into the July voice letters here at the end of August. So, y'all, we are beginning to catch up a little bit, but, y'all, we still got a lot to go. But Shy Yeti and Ick, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for your patience. As you know, the little show is continuing, and I'm going to do at least 8,000 episodes unless I die. Big Fatty, what do you mean unless?
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Gus Chad. I know you have a ton of calls for me, but I figured I'd have a couple more. This is at least one more. The reason I'm calling is it's a fair time in our area, and the Dodge County Fair is happening, and I entered some stuff at the fair. I entered some flowers and flower arrangements and plants and stuff, and I always do good there, so it doesn't bother me when I, you know, get like a red ribbon or a white ribbon. So the last couple of years, I've entered some of my ornaments in the creative arts part of the fair, and usually I get ribbons on them. And sometimes the judges will leave little remarks about what they think of this stuff. Well, this year, none of my ornaments got placed. I was the only one, and the only thing I can figure is she saw my name on the ornament because I signed my artwork. And decided, since I was the only one in the category, that she didn't need to place it. And I say she because it usually is a she who's judging the creative arts. I got called out on that for assuming that it was a woman. But anyways, I got honorable mention, which means you weren't good enough to place, but you weren't good enough to place, but you were good enough to hurt. But thank you for coming, basically. Five of them. And I was so mad, I told the lady who's the superintendent of the fair for that department that I wouldn't be entering next year. And she goes, oh, don't let that discourage you. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm not going to waste my time hauling my work over here so the judge just won't place it. And didn't leave a remark to why she didn't place it. So I was a little offended. Anyways, I hope all's good with you and your mother, and I will talk to you later. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is that Gus Chant. And Gus Chant, by the way, Big Fatty, is this the pre-recorded part? It is. Gus Chant, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Gus Chant, I can understand your frustration with the ribbon situation at the state fair, but you didn't tell us, did you have any delicious fried foods while you were at the state fair? But anyway, Gus Chad, if you decide not to enter the competition next year, you just go ahead and you send your artwork or whatever down to Big Fatty, because y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Gus Chad, anytime Gus Chad sends Big Fatty some of his artwork, like the flower pot he sent me here just recently, y'all, I'm telling you, he gets a blue ribbon from Big Fatty every single time, and y'all, I'm just amazed at this man's talent. And oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just lovely Thursday. My plan right now is to be over here in Hatlanta through the weekend. I'm probably heading on back to the villa probably Sunday, maybe Monday, since it is the Labor Day weekend coming upon us. Yes, Big Fatty, you have to be putting away your white shoes. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the PNS, and y'all, they were talking about the BFO and PNS being nominated for podcast awards many years ago. And PNS Noah, just out of curiosity, what are you thinking of for your birthday?
I like your cock, mostly.
You have to call Big Fatty
and Scott.
Oh, Big Fatty, is that why he went under your kilt at that meet and greet?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.